All right, Radio Detox, back for another episode. This one's really special because, one, I'm going to do this on video, which I don't think that we've done this before. So this is going to be more about the subject of Noster and Bitcoin and vibe coding, all of that good stuff, and a little bit less about the music, but this is going to be a lot more about the detox. So my special guest today is my friend, The Wild Hustle. Welcome to Radio Detox, Hustle. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. Glad to be here. Looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah. So Hustle here is the guy who created Runster. So if you haven't downloaded Runster yet, you got to download Runster. And people are like, I don't run, or I'm just doing my steps, or but it's not just for runners. Although obviously we are going to target the runners quite bigly here. But I want to let you tell the story about kind of how we all got here in like less than a year, because this started with the NOS Fabrica Challenge that Avi and John and Vior did. I'm already thinking it's last year and it's 2026 already, but it's still 2025. And so much has happened because, let me tell you, the Wild Hustle here, he puts the hustle into all of the things Noster. I'm not even kidding. I don't know anybody who hustles harder than you, man. So without further ado, tell me how it all began. Tell the audience, because you know I know.
Sure. So yeah, I think this past year it's been a whirlwind, really. The idea behind Runster started off with me getting rugged from Nike Run Club. I had an email with Yahoo, but I deleted it for Proton instead, because I was in a sort of a cypherpunk sort of mood. I wanted to, you know, go to Graphene, and I was like, you know, installing Linux, and, you know, I was like sort of going down that path. But yeah, that email was one I used to log into Nike Run Club. And so all of my workout history was deleted. And so that had me on a path to searching for a better running app. I didn't really find one that was like simple to use. I had downloaded Strava and it was asking for like way too much information.
Yeah.
Signed up for Nike Run Club again, but then I don't know, like I saw all of my workout history was deleted, and so I was like, okay, yeah, the achievements meant, like the badges meant nothing. Feels like I'm starting off from scratch, so I might as well find something that's maybe more in line with like the Bitcoin or not Noster ethos.
Yeah.
So long story, and so at the time I was already like learning how to code a little bit. I was taking like pleb dev courses with Pleb Lab. I was taking like random Python courses on Replit. And this was like just right, sort of like right as, or like right at like the beginning of like the whole like vibe coding thing. And so I was like sort of like all of these like different like tools like Open Agents, and I was using Replit, and I was using like VS Code and using like Brew Code extensions and all things like that. Mm-hmm. I came out with an MVP. At the time, it was called Noster Run Club, pretty much just ripping off of the sort of.
Nice.
And I asked a few developers in the space what they thought about it, and they thought I had like a nice MVP. I started posting a little bit about it on Noster, and one of the judges from the Nos Fabrica competition, he reached out to me and said, hey, you know, we're having a competition about health and fitness apps. Maybe you should come and present Runster. And so that's what I did. The whole Nos Fabrica experience felt like it was like an accelerator. You know, every week get presentations and like giving like roadmap updates and doing that sort of thing. Like there was a prize money involved, but it was more about like it was like a real like a camaraderie sort of experience where, you know, we're like pitching ideas back to each other, and, you know, we're like trying to develop new NIPs for health and fitness. So in the competition, I also met with the Noster dev team, and they helped get the app to the point where it was like a little bit more professional and less of like a hobbyist tinkering sort of project.
Yeah. Yeah, you uploaded then, quickly. It was like, yeah, you came out of nowhere. It was cool because I was attending a lot of the Nos Fabrica. Like, it was like a weekly meeting that we did to kick off the year, and then it went all the way into May. And it was kind of, for me, it was kind of cool because I had never really worked directly with devs. So it was good training for me. I'd always been downstream or upstream, however you want to say it. The person who would write the marketing content later after people made the thing. So that was really good for me to be a part of. And then like you would pop in, and I guess we were focused on health and fitness overall. And there's some really, really good apps involved in the NOS Fabrica Challenge, the first one, and with that theme. And then you popped in and we were like, whoa, this is rad. You know, this Runster thing, like this can be something. Like this is like, and not that the other ones couldn't, but it was like, nobody had thought of running before or anything athletic before. You know, like I think we focus on certain areas in this space. And it was very refreshing to have you pop in and be like, hey, let's do running.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of knew that the NOS Fabrica competition was happening. And when I went into it, I thought that there would be a bunch of like consumer facing sort of like Noster apps that are like meditation focused, yoga focused. I was thinking of like personal health and fitness apps. And so, yeah, I was thinking that there was going to be a Yogaster, Meditatester, Dietster, all happening. And it's pretty interesting as far as Runster goes, like when people think of a Noster native fitness app or a Noster native running app, I think a lot of people first go towards, okay, where's the social feed? Okay, with like, is there going to be
a social
like,
angle?
Where's the GIF keyboard? And so they think of like that sort of angle. But yeah, I guess I'm kind of coming from it from like an area of like using Noster as like a back end for like health and fitness data, like simple summaries, that sort of thing. Like in Runster, we have a integration with Health Connect and an integration with Apple Health. This allows people to like use wearables or use like different apps on their phone and have the workouts from those like different wearables or apps go directly into Runster so that you can either save it locally or push it to Noster. And so we came up with the idea of Noster Health Sync, which is pretty much like open source Noster version of Apple Health. And so you're able to like back up your workout data against relays, and it's like non-doxing information. You know, everything that's collected through Runster is collected locally, but you have the option to like throw it up into the Noster cloud. And so that was kind of like one of the like the main pain points that like I had experienced. You know, like a bunch of running apps and a bunch of fitness apps. And for me to be able to like log into the app using my, my Noster Insect, whichever Insect that I want to use, and like see like all of my health and fitness data there, just like logging into like Domus or like Primal and seeing my same profile, my same Kind One notes, my same friends. I wanted to have that same experience.
Noster makes it possible.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it. And it's cool. It's orange and black, and we love just kind of, I don't know, there's an ease to it, I think, once you get used to using Noster and you're Noster native and you log into Runster and it just makes sense. And, you know, so for the people who haven't yet made good of getting involved on Noster, like this could be something that gets you in and it starts to make sense because you get an NPub as soon as you sign up, correct?
Correct. And it's super simple. I literally made it one button. You click start and it creates an NPub insect for you.
That's what we need.
That's like all
I think like people will understand Runster in a way that like if Domus didn't click for like whatever it is, if Noster didn't click for you before, but you're a fitness buff, like this is going to click for you. Also, because it's not just running. You can walk, you can cycle, and it's, God, you put so much stuff in there already that, you know, I can log my yoga. I can log my, you know, Pilates. I can log my meditation. I signed up with PPQ AI and so that I can, you know, use the coach Runster and have it. I haven't used it yet, but I at least put my PPQ, put my API key in there so I can start to, you know, analyze my Apple, you know, health kit info that's loaded into Noster automatically, which is a thing that I like because, you know, I've been an Apple customer for like 20 something years, right? Like the immense effort it would take to go get off of, you know, Apple everything and go do like the graphene Android, like, and I don't even like Android because I'm such an Apple person, you know, but it just works, you know, like if you already have a setup with one of these apps, it's not really going to take away from that, you know, like, and I don't pay for Apple Fitness, you know, certainly you can, but I have obviously the free version of the Apple Fitness app, or, you know, the Apple Fitness Suite, whatever you want to call it. And so it just shows up in my Runster. So it makes it really easy for me to just, you know, I'll start the workout on my phone, on the Apple app, and it's just there. And then I can go into Runster and I can just share it to Noster if I want, and, you know, how I want. I can do it with my profile picture, or I can do it just sharing it as a kind OneNote, and it looks cool either way. And, you know, I can't even do that with Apple. Like, I don't think it even I don't think Apple would tweet my Apple workouts. Like, I don't think it would just tweet that information. Like, I think it would have to screenshot it, as far as I know. I've never done it. I don't see anybody doing it. Like, that's something that they totally missed with the Apple Fitness stuff. It's like, we want your $10 a month for you to watch like workout videos, but like, we're just not going to give you social sharing at all.
Yeah, you hit on a few points there with like the AI integration. Yep, we have a PPQ integration to where in the app you can go settings and you can, it'll redirect you to PPQ AI where you can get your anonymous API key and use whatever LLM you want to use, and you can pay for your queries in Bitcoin. And
super
like
easy.
Like stays with the, like, you know, anonymous sort of ethos with, you know, one click creation of your account, and, you know, you don't have to like have any sort of like information that ties to your actual identity. And yeah, I think like a lot of these, like the AI rush is here. Pretty much every app that you see is either going to like integrate with AI and like to some degree, or, you know, they're out. And so I think it's nice having like an anonymous, like private sort of like a, you know, like user choice on the LLM sort of like vibe going on there for Runster. As far as the social sharing, it's interesting. It's like, why would someone download Runster? Like, why would they, you know, they've been using Strava the whole time. They've been using Nike Run Club the whole time. Yeah, privacy is okay, but it's like not like as big of a selling point.
No, it's
like
not.
Maybe like cross-posting your workout to Noster in a cool way. Maybe that could be a little bit of a selling point. But what I've eventually fallen back to is like the rewards angle. So yeah. I guess this is an announcement. Rewards are going to be coming back into Runster. We had to pause it for a little bit as we built out the app. We created a new version that's available on iOS and Android. So it's available on iOS today, available on App Store, it's available on GitHub. And the idea is, you know, one of the reasons, or I guess now one of the main reasons someone would want to download Runster is that you can go on a run with Nike Run Club and you can download Runster. You can scoop the run into the Runster app and you can earn rewards for pushing it to Noster. And this is going to be done as a kind 1301, and we're going to give rewards for the first workout that you post. And these are going to be streak rewards. And so we're incentivizing people to download the app, to push workouts into the Noster cloud service that we're working with. And so I guess that's the pull. Like we're incentivizing healthy behavior through Runster rewards. Runster is private and allows you to cross post to Noster. And we have like pretty cool templates for like posting. I think maybe a few users have seen it. We have like a black and gray sort of thing that like puts your Noster profile behind a gradient with like a quotes underneath. We have like a Runster theme. We have like the plain text version. And we have a different sort of like unique like posting, like visual sort of stuff happening on the in the future. So that's maybe one of the announcements that I'd be dropping today for Runster rewards.
Little rewards announcement that we're going to be earning some rewards for our activity. I think that's great. And it's the best kind of rewards because it's going to be Bitcoin.
No, it's actually good. No, of course. Yes, of course it's Bitcoin.
No, I started my own token called Hustle Token. Yeah. Actually, that probably exists out there. We make fun of the crypto people, but, you know, but no, it's actually, you know, the hard, you do a hard run, you deserve some hard money, damn it. That's my philosophy, yeah. You know, get real rewards. And you touch, I'm trying to play dumb because like I work here, but I'm not good at playing dumb. So I'm trying to, I know what he's going to say, but I also, I want to make it, you know, translatable to the audience listening. And I think you hit on a couple things there too, is like when it's a kind 1301 note, that's a specific Noster NIP about health data, right?
Correct. It's a workout summary. So users are able to build workout histories that are saved to Noster. So in the app, there's a button where if you click it, it downloads all of the health and fitness data that you have on a Noster, and it saves it locally onto your phone. And likewise, you can, you know, post these simple summaries to Noster. So it's not a kind one note. Those are notes that are like shown on social feeds. This is more like just like a small workout summary that other developers can use to build other health and fitness apps. So this gives your workouts interoperability among like different Noster clients and things like that. But it's pretty cool. You're able to create like a decentralized like workout history, which sort of like alleviates the like problem of having your data in like a honeypot or a silo, especially is like non-doxing. So it's not like we're saving GPS and, you know, like your like home location and your driver's license and blood type and that sort of stuff and throwing that to public.
Yeah, and, I think I was, and what's even, I was gonna say, I think it was crazy enough to post my Nike Run Club like maps on Twitter back in the day, like an idiot.
Yeah, no, the same thing. No, I was getting into more and I was using Nike Run Club and I had taken a screenshot and I posted it to Noster and I got a, and it was someone who had like drawn like a circle at where like my house was.
Oh my God.
He said, watch out. And he like drew a wrench next to it and I was okay.
You know what? That's a good point because
maybe not doing that again.
Yeah, if you know Elena, who started Trezor, I can't say it right, but does Glock now, you know, that's her big thing. It's like Bitcoiners, Bitcoiners have terrible ops tech and need to stop doxing themselves, and that's why she built Glock, you know, and so that's something she's working on because, yeah, I mean, we could all use a little better ops tech, especially in this world today. But for sure, you know, when we're thinking about, you know, the long term effects of Bitcoin, we definitely want to have better OPSEC. You also hit on something that was actually the second part of my question there. You answered it before I could ask it. But the local storage thing is going to be kind of a foreign concept to people who don't understand that, like, Noster's your back end and, oh, hey, Heather's storing all of her Runster data on her iPhone. Like, how does that work, I guess, without getting too technical?
Well, I don't think it's, well, maybe it's just because I'm, like, too deep in the weeds and too deep in the sauce, but...
I know the feeling.
Like developers are using data storage like SQLite. They're using servers, a centralized server to like power the back end of your app. But Runster uses like local storage as a first, and we use Noster as a back end. So your phone, just like how you can store pictures or text in the storage of your phone, it's the same way that, you know, you can store your workout and fitness data. Now, like, why other apps don't necessarily do this, it's kind of strange to me.
Yeah. like we have a better way.
I'm sure there are other open source like run trackers that you could find on GitHub that like some of them like might not be like very well maintained. They might just be like sort of super hobbyist projects where they don't necessarily have a back end and use workout data in like a local first manner. But I think like the key thing here is with the Noster backend, now these apps can talk to each other and, you know, like you don't have to rely on like that honeypot sort of deal.
Yeah.
So, yep. For storage is just, you know, like the simple ability to store something onto your phone, just like storing like a MP3 file in an MP3 player. Maybe that kind of dates me or something.
Me too.
Getting that.
Yeah, that's why we call it radio detox. When I first got into radio, I was editing audio by cutting reel-to-reel tape with a razor blade and taping it back together. So I feel like I'm the grandma here in the technology department. Like I was very analog. And then, you know, I've seen such a change in the last 27 years, obviously technologically. I mean, we were still giving out CDs when I first got into radio. And you know, now it's radio detox, and we're detoxing off of a lot of things like the fiat mindset, like giving away your data to companies that just like, I don't know, can Nike Run Club see my workout data, you know, or what happened to my workout data? Because I haven't logged on to that in an ice age at least.
Yeah, of course. I gave a presentation at a startup day in Mexico for Runster. And so I was doing like a lot of investigation into Runster competitors, I guess you could call them, like Nike Run Club and Strava. And yeah, I was just like kind of like blown away with like different cases that they were like found guilty in. You know, Nike Run Club was found guilty of selling your data to corporate sponsors and things like that. Strava was found guilty of selling data to governments, which was pretty interesting. And so
People
they were selling
selling
heat map data to like government, and they were like exposing the locations of world leaders because like their bodyguards would be using Strava. And so like, and with Strava, you can track and do that sort of thing. And so that was a whole. And in the case of, and this goes to like the honeypot problem, in the case of like Garmin and Fitbit, you know, they tried their best to be like great custodians of your data, and they didn't sell it, but they like still like put it all into like a nice pot for like hackers to sort of chip away at. And that resulted in like a bunch of accounts compromised, a bunch of like money lost from the company. And so, you know, like people sort of like get, whenever there's like a honeypot, it just draws like way too much attention. And like, I'm sure like the listeners of this, they've gotten like phone calls or emails saying, oh, there was a data breach.
Well, every day sometimes, like I get like, you know, cause I pay for Identity Guard, you know, I pay for something to cleanse me off of all these like online, these like data brokers where like, if you Google a person and you get like all these addresses, and it's like, you get like 30 addresses for a person, and you got to do it to yourself to see if you're out there. And then they're like, hey, but if you want to get their exact address, you know, cause they'll have some of it blurred out, like you've got to pay, you know, for our service. And it looks so shady. It's like, no, let's say I pay for this service. Am I really going to get the correct info? I didn't go through with that to see if they really had my info. I was just like, let me just pay for the service to get me off of all the data brokers. And then, you know, I'm in all these class action lawsuits. You know, you get all these emails are like, yeah, so we screwed your data, but we'll give you 14 bucks. You know, it's
even for like be like really, really on top of it, like Bank of America.
Yeah, like they're. I have had bad. This is why I hate banks, because of Bank of America. Like they used to put. This is a long time ago. This is how I was a pre-Bitcoiner. This is like 20 something years ago. But they put my paycheck in the wrong Heather Larson's account, and so I had no money one day. And I was like, "What happened? I just got paid," and I had to figure out what went on. And so they gave me my money back, and then the other Heather Larson was pissed, and she wanted her money back. So then they took the money out of my account again and gave it back to her. And I was like, okay.
They don't know.
Yeah. So I was like, never again with Bank of, because, the bigger something is, and this is the kind of the crux of Bitcoin and Nostr people, and somebody like Hustle, who's got the Graphene phone, he's got the Android Graphene super private phone, is like, we've all kind of gotten tired of being the product, and we've gotten tired of having our data out there, and who's looking at it, and who's looking at where I'm walking down the street and why, what are they getting out of this? And I've become this person that whenever I go to a store, and I'm getting a little bit of ego about this. I'm getting a little stuck up about this. But every time I go to a store and I go to pay for something and somebody just says, hi, how are you? Phone number? And I'm like, no, I don't have a phone number. Are you in the app? Do you have the app? Do you have the rewards card? Do you have the rewards club? No, I don't have any of that. I'm just going to pay full price or not shop at your expensive store that won't give me the discount unless I get the member club or the app. Because no, I'm not giving my phone number to a store. I don't even want to go through giving the fake phone number at Safeway, okay? Because I just don't want to play that game at all, And so when these cashiers are like, what's your phone number? And I'm like, I don't give that out. And they're just like, because nobody says that to them. They're in shock. They're like, you're broken the rules of society. You don't give out your phone number. Like, no, I don't, because okay, there's somebody standing behind me who can hear me give it out. I don't know. if that person's on the up and up, or if they're just sitting there like remembering my phone, you know, number, so they could go do something nefarious with it. And unfortunately, I think that's the world we live in today. And, you know, why our friend Elena has started Glock, obviously, you know, because there is some danger factor to it. And I think in the real world, even if you're not a Bitcoiner and you're just walking down the street, you deserve better OPSEC too, because anybody can do anything they want now with your phone number, with AI. You know, it's all the AI is getting better. Okay. The tricks and the pranks are getting better. Like when we were kids, we just like doorbell ditched and ha 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 called up, is your refrigerator running? Ha, you know, that kind of stuff. And people aren't doing that anymore. It's not funny anymore. You know, there's some real world, you know, crime going on there. So like, I think the more you can get away from having your data locked up in all these different big, too big to fail companies is what I call them, like Bank of America, too big to fail, doesn't care what it did to any Heather Larson, let alone this Heather Larson. And, you know, Nike, huge company, you know, I do like their shoes. You know, I have had the same pair of Nike workout shorts for, I kid you not, probably 25, 26 years, and they've not disintegrated. They still work. So like good products, you know, but again, you're a big, huge company. And if I have a complaint with you, I really have no recourse, you know, same with any big company. If I have a problem with you, I've got to go to the attorney general and deal with it that way. And that's not okay. I want to make my world a little smaller to where if I'm giving somebody my money or my time, or I'm signing up to use their service, that I can actually, like, maybe I know them. Maybe I can, you know, getting something in return. And if I'm not, I know that I have some recourse because it's a smaller, less centralized thing, or maybe they're not centralized at all. And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I may not be a graphene phone girl yet, but I've gotten to the point where I'm like, how can I kind of like detox my life from some of these things to where, like, I don't know what Apple's doing with my data, to be honest. Like, I know in the App Store, they kind of tell you which apps, you know, they tell you what information the apps take from you. Mm-hmm. And that's a thing now, like, to where you can look at it and you can have a choice of like, do I want to download this app? And you look at like the paragraph of information that it's going to take, you know, off of your phone, and then you get to decide if you're okay with it. And I don't know that the mainstream, you know, world is actually looking at that and going, yeah, let me reconsider this. Like, maybe this app doesn't need to see what I'm spending my money on and what I'm searching for. And it probably doesn't need my location either.
Yeah, like no one reads the terms and conditions. And it's completely open source, so you can take the code and like throw it into your like favorite like LLM of choosing or whatnot, and sort of like, well, what's going on? But we don't hold any user data. People can have like completely anonymous accounts, so I actually don't know like an exact number of how many users we have, which is a sort of nice thing as well. But yeah, like people don't read.
We're so anonymous. People, we don't know who you are. We don't know how many of you there are. Like we're truly anonymous.
And we thought with the TikTok thing, like, like people sort of like inherently know that like these bigger platforms aren't great custodians of your data. People like, you know, like siphoning something from you, but they've kind of accepted it. They think that there's like no guys are too big to, like you said, like too big to fail. I might as well, you know, like hop in line and do what everybody else is doing.
So sad.
And so,
we've all
done it.
We've all been there.
But like with Nostr, we kind of see like a better way of doing things, like a way that's a little bit more open, a little bit more user centered. And, you know, like a platform that really gives power to like the end user rather than like power to the conglomerate or whatnot.
Yeah, like we're just giving you, with Runster, we're kind of just giving you a service, really. Like we don't know who you are. We don't know who's tied to that information. You get this cool app where you can have your information and it's private, and you get to do all of the Runster things, which I think are a lot of things. You know, having the Coach Runster AI analysis of your data is a cool thing. I think being able to log meditation is a cool thing, and being able to kind of flip between like running, walking, cycling, and then of course obviously Runster rewards, you know, and kind of getting to gamify it and then getting to have the social aspect of it. I think it's going to be a healthier way to do your health and fitness. I'm liking it, obviously. Well, I work here, though, so I'm biased.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We support strength. We support cardio. We support diet. We support meditation. All of your exercises are saved locally. You can do things like fast in the app. You can do things like set goals, like have a habit tracker. You can see your streaks. And like you said, we're going to have rewards, and we do have events. So if you go on like a 5K run or like a 10K run, right now we're supporting running. You know, that's Runster for you, I guess. But
you'll make me run again.
Support, go on a run, and it'll automatically create a 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon competition. We can introduce rewards to those winners as well. But like right now, we're focused mainly on like streak rewards to incentivize that healthy behavior and sort of attract users to the app, I suppose.
Yeah,
but
I think
it's pretty
important.
Cool. Yeah, I guess I tried to calm down with the features a little bit because it can, you know, it
people
can
just don't know.
But if tested the app with the last Runster version, I know you said this wasn't going to be so music related, but in the last version, I had the music player in the app, which I was kind of excited about.
I know.
Yeah, it was a Wavelake integration. You could, listen to your Wavelake playlist in the app. So if you created a playlist on Wavelake, you'd be able to see it and listen to it while running. You could zap the artist within the app. But I also had a Blossom integration to where you could save like files, like I was talking about, like an MP3 player. You could like save your music to servers, and so you'd have your own like sort of you'd have your Wavelake playlist for like the streaming stuff, but you also have like your personal playlist like that live on like Blossom servers.
Yeah, we had that for a minute. I don't know. You took it away, though, but is it going to come back?
I know. We'll see. I'm focused on the health and fitness experience.
Yeah.
Focused on it. And maybe, I guess this is another announcement. We have Runster Season 2 coming up.
Yeah.
And that'll start January 1st. It's going to have a 1 million sat prize pool going towards charities. And so
this
isn't about like rewarding like the end user. This is about like supporting charities that the user thinks the money should go to. And we have a few verified charities in the app. We have things like Bitcoin Veterans, and we have Bitcoin Ikasi, Bitcoin Bay, Bitcoin. And so like a lot of this is about like circular economy stuff, utilizing medium of exchange, removing middlemen sort of stuff. We also have the HRF, OpenSat, and more charities are going to be coming to it. But Runster Season 2, it's going to be a 2-month long distance-based competition. With the three categories, it's going to be the runners, the walkers, and the cyclists. And so that's going to be a pretty fun thing.
I'm ready to walk. So the farther I walk, the more money I could earn for all of those great charities, because I just can't pick one. That's going to be hard.
Well, it's interesting. The way I'm doing it is you can choose each workout that you conduct. You'll be able to like assign a charity.
Okay, so
like,
I can spread it around.
Like, sort of like, you can spread it around. So, like, if you wanted to go on a walk, you can say you can open the app and go into the competition settings, and you'll say, "I want this run or this walk to count towards OpenSats, or I want this walk to count towards Bitcoin ILO, or you know, and things like that."
Cool. Yeah. So I can. Is it
1301? Will contain a charity.
Okay, so the more activity I log, or does it specifically have to be a run or a walk? Like specifically mileage?
So there are going to be three leaderboards. Okay. So there are going to be, there's the leaderboard, the cyclist leaderboard, running leaderboard, and each person, you'll start like stacking up distance in each category. And this is pretty much like the same sort of format as Runster Season 1. And so I think I came in fourth, or no, I came in fifth. It was that was pretty surprising, but
well, you read a lot. You got to test the app.
I was thinking that I was going to come in first, but then I was kind of like completely blown out of the water.
Yeah, gotta beat the boss.
A little bit of crap, and you know, fourth place is mine, and then And then Camo on Nostr, he came out of nowhere and beat me out of that one. And so now this is going to
Go
be.
Camo.
And so we'll take the most, we have a charity leaderboard this time, and we calculate all the distance that have gone towards supporting which charities. And the charities with the largest amount of distance are the charities that are going to be getting the rewards.
Very cool. January 1st, let's get on it. We got to get after it in the new year and make sure we're getting our miles in, getting our activity in. My treadmill walking is going to have to count too, because there's a lot of that now. Like, people don't know.
I saw your set.
It's funny because, like, Hustle would make a new feature and then have to go for a run to test it. And so now I'll get on my walking pad. I've got, like, the standing desk and the walking pad. And this all worked out great until last night I couldn't find the remote for the treadmill. So there's definitely a single point of failure there. But, you know, I can still, it's winter here. So we can, when it's winter in Arizona, we can all come alive and go outside. So it's going to be a good runster season for me, at least until, like, April, and then it's going to be like being in the oven again, but it's going to be like getting cooked on the sidewalk out there, because, you know, Arizona does not have grass. We have sidewalk, and we're cooking on it like an egg on a frying pan, basically, when we go out. My summer walks are a max of 6 minutes, and then I'm like, whew, I'm getting cooked, and I got to go back in the house, and and then that's it. That's the end of it. So we've done a lot of good. I don't know. I say we, but like Hustle did all the work, because, you know, this was really the year, I think, the year of vibe coding, and the year of someone like yourself who just said, you know, I had a bad time with this Nike Run Club thing, and I just want something to be better, and I want it to exist. And you realized that you could make it yourself. And I don't want to oversimplify it, because it's not like you just went and got into an app and just like built it one day. Like I watched Hustle work on this all year. Like, there were many iterations of it. Like, you worked really hard on this. So if anybody's like, well, he just vibe coded that, and that was easy, anybody could do that. No, like, this was hard. I think it was hard. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think anybody could do this? I don't think anybody could do this.
I think it helped that I was getting into like software development, mm-hmm. and sort of like learning the ropes of like how GitHub works. Like the basics of like programming, like knowing what a function is and things like that. But I think in general, for like the whole like vibe coding space, I don't know if it's like a sort of like a meme at this point, but, you know, this is the worst AI is going to get.
Yeah.
Right now, worst vibe coding will ever. Like, when I look back on what I was attempting to do with Claude, like 2.something, I was like, man, like what was I even doing? I probably shouldn't have even like started. I mean, like nowadays,
you're one of
the
OGs
like
now.
The tools that are coming out are, I guess, but like nowadays, like the tools coming out are like so powerful.
Yeah,
that's
the crazy thing.
Yeah, I mean, like be easier. I think in the beginning it was like pretty tough. I did have help from the Nostr dev team. They were like, you know, like AI hallucinations, repos that were like, you know, like that the AI had like no idea how to like work with, because it was like,
yeah,
way too like overly complex. And there was like a bunch of different tools and a bunch of different processes. I think if there was any advice to like vibe coders or aspiring vibe coders, it would be to have like a really simple process and to like personalize it to whatever works best for you. What works really well for someone, you know, over here might be a complete disaster for another person. Like right now there are like MCPs, and there are agents, and there are like different like advanced features on Cursor. And you can like really, you can really like go into like a rabbit hole of, okay, what's the next hot tool that I should be using?
Yeah, I went into the Cursor rabbit hole the other day. Like, that's a deep rabbit hole of what it can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but that's like such a professional developer kind of, like Cursor's a professional developer kind of tool. Like, I think that you're going to get something out of that if you're already a dev, if you're already working in software development. I don't think the Cursor is for the new person, but that's, you know, I was on a deep dive though.
I think Cursor was all right. I mean, right nowadays I'm using Claude Code.
Mm-hmm. I think most people do. Yeah, you need to try. I want to see if you could do in Shakespeare what you've done this year in Claude Code. And because specifically I've, you know, I watch Alex develop Shakespeare, and I mean, like, he will ship 3 times a day. Like, he updates Shakespeare so much, and he'll be working on it like all night, and I'll wake up and he's like, yeah, so you can create images now. And I'm like, damn, I was like eating a sandwich in my kitchen at 4 in the morning. And you were just like building this amazing, you know, feature in the app. And, you know, and part of this is the acceleration of AI and, you know, like things that kind of, I think were laborious, still fun, but a little more laborious 4 months ago, Shakespeare can just do now. Like if you tap into Claude Opus 4.5, which is a little, that's the pricey one, right? But it's the best one right now, I think. And use that model. Things that I would have spent maybe like a couple hours on, maybe at least an hour or two to make a portfolio site, I can just say, I can get into Shakespeare now and say to Shakespeare, just portfolio, and, you know, because my NPub, it knows who I am. And it just makes me a Noster portfolio site like that based on my NPub, like based on what's in my profile on Noster. Like it just made me a profile with everything that you would want in a profile. Like it read into it and went, yeah, she's going to want, you know, a link to this article and a link to this website of hers, and we'll make her this bio. And it was like, I would have spent an afternoon making that myself on some crappy website. But I mean, it did it in minutes, and it probably cost a few bucks. I have to go back and see what it cost. But it would be interesting to see, like, you having, you know, the knowledge and experience that you have now, like if you could go make another Runster in Shakespeare. I haven't tried it myself. Like, I think it would probably do it, but it would take, like, if you wanted to clone Runster, you probably could. Like, you could probably import from your GitHub and try to do it in Shakespeare, but, you know, you've essentially already built a Noster app, and Shakespeare is, it builds Noster apps. So, like, you pretty much walked so everyone else could run, you know, to bring it home to Runster. Like, you did the most work, and I think that it's going to get easier from here on out if somebody else wants to come in and make their own kind of Runster. They may not have as long a road or as tough a road, but I think you still have to be careful about the code you create, though, when you're doing all these vibe-coded things. And, you know, obviously you keep working on it, you keep maintaining it. And I think that's the most important thing, is that, like, you actually mean to do this and maintain it and be here and stay here.
Yeah, like vibe coding quickly turns into vibe bug fixing.
Nobody talks about the vibe debugging. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's like a little bit of the joy of it, to have a problem that you keep being presented with, and like just logically having very logical conversations, yeah, to try to like pinpoint what exactly the problem is. Can we learn from this?
Can we do this better? Does the AI understand its pattern? That's the prompt I've learned to like, hello, are you not getting this pattern here? You've not fixed this bug, you know, and like Shakespeare will do like some auto, you know, fixing on its own. But it's still, at some point, every AI goes off the rails and you have to bring it back and be like, hey, you're being an idiot. Do you not see what you're doing? We want to say it nice, though, because the robots are going to come after us someday. They'll remember which of us humans were polite to it, I think.
Yeah, I think like the big problems with like a vibe coding is like the context window.
Mm-hmm.
Continue the same conversation for like days and days and days on end, because that'll, yeah, just completely use it. And so you'll need to like break smaller conversations.
Yeah, you gotta cut them off.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's got to start over too, as I've learned. As I was making cashew wallets last week, and I did not like my first couple of cashew wallets. Like it was probably maybe the fourth one I did that I liked and was like, okay, I'll share this one with the world. Oh God, not the other ones.
As far as like what I would be able to, what I'd be interested in using Shakespeare for, we have a website, runster.club.
I remember you mentioning using it for that.
We were talking about Eventbrite and Run Sign Up and active.com, how they're kind of like high fee middlemen that are taking a cut in like ticket sales. And Runster's mission is to, you know, like offer that private running app, but also to stop a lot of those like exploitative, I guess maybe, or extractive like fees that are like coming out from people who are getting in between ticket sales and whatnot.
Really,
so with Runster.club, people are able to create fitness events, either virtual or in meet space. And so it's kind of like a super simple version of Run Sign Up. There aren't a lot of like bells and whistles. I'll probably be throwing a bunch more features and customizing it a little bit more. Yeah, that's the runster.club is sort of like it's the homepage for the app where you can find the different download links, but it's also like our Run Sign Up competitor. And so that's the website will be taken. So I'll be interested to import the repo into Shakespeare and give that a shot. That'll be something to do.
We're freeing the runners. We're putting a little more money back in your pocket and giving you a little bit, you know, well, a lot more of a private experience with Runster for sure. And I think once you get into this kind of lifestyle where maybe you're into Bitcoin or maybe you're a Bitcoiner, however you see it, and you start to look at Nostr and go, okay, well, Nostr's going to be private to some extent, you know, compared to like Meta or LinkedIn, they want your ID, right? And which I am not going to give up my ID to LinkedIn, damn it. I hate it. You know, why should I have to be verified on all of the things, really? Like, yeah, long story short, you know, I've had bad experiences with Meta. You know, they memorialized me one day. They froze up my Instagram and said I was dead. And, you know, my prayers to the other Heather Larson, who probably did die. So you see the recurring theme
you
here?
And that other like, Heather.
I know, that Bank of America thing, that Instagram thing. But I mean, like, you're just a number to them. And so, like, you know, with Runster, you're not even a number to us. You're a NIM. We don't even know who you are. So, you know, like, we love you, but we want people to be able to do things. Like, we want you to have your privacy. We want you to have your anonymity. We want you to be able to do something without, like, I looked at this one thing today that you sent me, and it's like, if I want to do my own run, it's going to cost me like $500 or, you know, like $2,000 to put on a running event. And that's insane. That's like, who's paying this, you know? And that's for
percentage
charities
fees and flat fees.
Yeah. Like
transaction fees.
Charities need to make money, you know, hands down. Like it's harder than ever to run a nonprofit. It's harder than ever to fundraise and keep money on the books. And like I've done the nonprofit thing. Like, you know, every time July is rolling around, you're like, are we gonna make it? Are we gonna be around next year? Like, are we gonna have funding? Especially if you receive state funding, because a lot of nonprofits exist on, you know, state funding. And so if we can get this, you know, kind of we're in like a transition phase. Like we haven't had hyper Bitcoinization yet, obviously. But I think people are starting to get it, and we're seeing the mainstream now. Like, did you see you could probably buy it in Charles Schwab now? You know, like SoFi and like these big name banks, probably Bank of America too. They'll be the last ones because they're terrible. But, you know, it's starting to hit the mainstream.
I think it'll take until then, like, I guess we'll just continue building the tools. We're using Nostr for anonymous accounts, and we're using Bitcoin to remove middlemen. If you can sell like event tickets over Lightning to like audiences that are like accustomed to doing that sort of thing, if you can promote your event on Nostr and have it show up on Primal and have it show up on like Satlantis and have it show up in the Orange Pill app that are like all using like the same Nostr event kinds to display like these sort of events. There's like a big like community sort of aspect to it. There's a reduction in friction aspect to it. There's a global aspect to it because, you know, like people in like other countries, you know, if they wanted to participate in a 5K run to homelessness or world hunger or, you know, like whatever sort of like charitable sort of fundraiser someone wants to hold, they might just like be barred from participating because they don't, like have Visa, they don't have MasterCards, or they have no way of paying. And like vice versa, if somebody in Africa wants to throw like an event to like raise funds for something, Bitcoin sort of like eliminates the whole, them being like restricted from like the global markets to like raise money and things like that.
It eliminates that border, the myth of the border, right? Like we're all humans. Yeah. There don't need to be borders.
Yeah. Nostr is like really great at like connecting communities, and like Bitcoin's really good at like removing middlemen. And there's a super synergy there.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, Hustle, you really hustled this year, and you made this happen. And now we've got Runster in the world, and we'll get more people running and doing the healthy thing, and probably more of a healthier ecosystem, a more decentralized, anonymous, private, you know, you can feel good about your data. You know, we're not spying on you. We don't want to be spied on, so we're not going to spy on people. And I love that ethos in this Bitcoin Nostr space where we're just kind of making a a different way. And it's something that if you haven't thought about it before, hopefully this podcast episode will make you start to think, like, what are they talking about with Android phones and graphene? And what are they talking about? Well, you know, hey, I got screwed by B of A too. And hey, I got screwed by Nike Run Club or whoever. And my data ended up somewhere. And it's like, maybe if you've been thinking about, you know, pulling back control of your own data and you have questions about this and how to go about interacting online in a healthier way where you're no longer a product and you just, you know, you can just run store, you just get what you need. You know, you don't mm-hmm. have to like give anything up. It's not like sometimes I would feel like I was giving up information and like, well, I guess there's no other way, you know, but now like we're making another way. So you have a choice now.
It's literally one button and we don't ask for any information. So yeah. you click start and
awesome. You did a great job this year. I think you can be really proud of Runster. I am. I think that this, by the way, I will shout out that Hustle here is actually, he was the winner of the NOS Fabrica Challenge for 2025 Runster. And that's how we met. And then, you know, you also did Startup Day and Merida, as you did mention that, but this was the number one winning app and the first, you know, inaugural NOS Fabrica Challenge. And then, you know, you went down to Mexico and did that thing there. And just, you know, you're just going to hustle it up all the way into 2026, man.
Yeah. Like, so we've partnered with PlebLab and mm-hmm. so we're going to be getting a lot of expertise and advice from them and support from them. And as far as future plans, we're probably going to be partnering with an event management platform so that we can start doing an in-person Runster races. Maybe an in-person Runster race might be coming to a city near you. So
Runster,
we'll see how that
IRL
works.
This is going to be exciting stuff in 2026. Yeah. Runster IRL. That's the great part about Doster people. Doster Bitcoin people, like, we are not content to stay in the online shadowy supercoder shadows. We got to go IRL and meet in real life. So cheers to that in 2026.
Course. Yeah, I mean, of course. Cheers.
Cheers. Okay. One last question for you. Since you mentioned Wavelake, do you have a favorite song from the Wavelake catalog of music of Bitcoin Noster artists?
Oh, I liked Picture Room. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of his songs.
All right.
And let me see. There are a few rap songs I liked on there. I know, like, Man Like Quakes has New Day. That was a pretty good one.
Oh, God, he's got, like, 60-something songs. I think he's got a lot. That's my friend,
man, you
too.
Put me on.
I know, that's
me
what
on
I
the
like
spot
to do.
Having to listen to Wavelake in so much, but maybe I should hop on my phone real quick and check. Because they're
the most recent favorite might be.
Oh, man.
You know, Derek Ross made this ZapTrax app, and like I was listening to songs on my phone on Wavelake one day, and it was a new Man Like Quake song. And then I logged on my desktop, I logged on to Derek's ZapTrax, and it remembered the last song I was listening to on Wavelake. And that was such a trip to me because that's the interoperability of, like, you know, maybe you're messing around on Primal or Domus and you see, you know, a health note for me, you know, like Heather Went on a Run, and you're seeing it in your social feed. And then, like, maybe you go in the Club Orange app and maybe it pops up there too. I don't know. But that's like the interoperability of it all, to where wherever you log in, like you have possession. We'll put it that way. Possession of your Runster data, and you have the choice on how to use it. It's back in your control, but it's the interoperability though. That's kind of like where everybody's light turns on with Noster.
Yeah, I really like Big Awesome. That was from Demo 16. It's funny, I actually have songs on Wavelake.
Are you in them? I have a couple. I'm in some of them too.
Beats on Wavelake.
Oh my God, you're famous.
And so Wavelake, you'll see me there too.
That's cool. I did tell Sam, like, a couple times. I was like, you should see what Hustle's doing with Runster, and he can incorporate Wavelake. And Sam's all for it. So if anybody's listening and going, like, can you really just put Wavelake in your app? Yeah, you can. Like, the Wavelake creator is all about it, because he's all about open source creation. And the whole time I've known Sam, he's said, come make something on Wavelake. Come keep building. It's open source. Go wild. And yeah, so he liked that.
Really liked R.
Which
Arsene
one?
Carr, he has maybe in January, uncertain.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
the retrograde.
Yeah, I gotta have the retrograde.
At 2 weeks in Nashville, there's a Black Vulcanite.
Yeah.
Benny Jeans.
Mm-hmm. Solid.
Yeah. Had some things on here. Had my Wave Lake playlist, my Wave Lake running playlist going on.
All right. There we go. He's Noster to the core. Bitcoin and Noster guy to the core. The Wild Hustle. Now we know your favorite songs. And we've seen your face.
Yep. Stepping All out right. from the shadows.
Out of the shadows. Gotta be the Runster boss. Gotta be seen. Thanks for being on video for me today.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, like trusting or doing business with someone you actually can see. So maybe that's adding a little bit of a transparency or a little bit more transparency on top of what I'm doing.
Doxed, man. Just doxed. Well, thank you. Thanks for being my guest. And, you know, it's been great working with you in 2025 and watching you kick ass. And we keep just watching what the hustle hustles. I mean, it's a nonstop hustle. It's amazing. And it's, I don't know, I'm blessed to work with folks like you. And you're so kind to give me your time and let me do a radio detox with you and be my guest today. So thank you. I appreciate you. You're helping people detox, man.
Pleasure is mine. It's been great working with you. Thank you for giving me the time to talk, and look forward to doing it again, and look forward to hustling in 2026.